Okay, folks, it's a couple of minutes, few minutes past the hour. This is Byron, so I'm going to get going with the presentation. Thank you all who are on the call for joining and for your interest in this subject. The agenda is pretty straightforward. I want to walk through a little bit of background and context to set the stage for how we came to the recommendations that we believe we're going to be going forward with as the Finance Working Group, and then look at some of the key guiding principles that we've determined through the work that we've done, and then get to the actual proposed rate bands and allocation of contribution to ICANN by various CCs. So I'll do my best to watch if anybody puts their hand up, but also, you know, please feel free to jump in and ask questions if there are any issues or if anything is unclear. But perhaps I could ask if it's just general discussion, if we could wait till the end for that. But if there's a matter of clarity, please feel free to ask during the presentation. So in terms of a little background, I think it's important to provide a brief summary of how we find ourselves where we are right now, which is basically drawing to the close of a relatively lengthy process in dealing with the fairly sensitive question of what the contributions of CCTLDs should be to ICANN. As the chair of the working group that's been looking into this, it's been a pretty, I would say, quite a robust process and a positive process overall. We've certainly had some fulsome discussions and good input from the community as well as the working group itself. My objective today is really to reach out to the broader CC community, or as broad as we can. As you know, this session will be recorded, so others can listen to it after the fact. But it's also to solicit any final feedback that people may have. We've certainly had considerable input during the process, and we believe that we've captured it as effectively as possible, but if there's any final comments or inputs, certainly open to that. As I anticipate that the CCNSO will be taking a final decision on this issue when it meets in Buenos Aires in a few weeks. As most of you who've been around a little while know, CCTLD contributions to ICANN have been a fairly regular topic since the creation of ICANN. And way back in the midst of time, in the dawn of time, there was a goal certainly put forward by ICANN that the CCTLD contribution should make up as much as 35% of ICANN's total budget, and that in some way, shape, or form, those contributions would be based on total domains under management. So in 2007, the CCNSO adopted the guidelines that are currently in place and have been in place since that point. And what I want to talk about today is discussing a new set of guidelines that I'm hopeful and optimistic that the CCNSO is going to adopt in a few weeks. So there's a bit of history to the current discussion, and I thought I'd give you a little bit of a synopsis on it. Some of you who were there will remember, but in the Nairobi meeting in March of 2010, Rod Beckstrom at the time suggested fairly forcefully that CCs needed to significantly increase their contributions to ICANN. And the number that was put out there at that time was between $10 and $12 million. And just as a reference point, at that time, the total CC contribution to ICANN was approximately $1.5 million. So it was a very significant step up compared to what we were paying at that time. In response to that, the Finance Working Group was created in November of 2010. As I mentioned, most of you know that I'm the chair of the working group, but we ensured that it had good representation from across the community, both from a geographic perspective as well as a CC size perspective. And I know that previously I've put up the various members and the CCs that they represent, but we have membership from ZA, SO, NG, HK, CO, PE, MX, FR, UK, DK, FI, NL, NZ, and KR, as well as .ca. So it's a pretty broad cross-section of the community, and as such, we got quite varied and diverse input into the process overall. But our mandate was established by the CCNSO, and I think the most pertinent sections are as follows. Obviously, this is the whole mandate is available on the CCNSO website. But really, it boiled down to an investigation of two key elements. One, and you can see here in A, was to look at what the total amount that ICANN believes that it expended against supporting the CCs. In other words, how much should the total contribution be in order to pay for the resources expended by ICANN against our community. And then the second part, part B of our work, was around whatever that final number was, how would we allocate it equitably and fairly across the entire CC community? And those are really the two key questions that we've focused on since the inception of the finance working group. So consistent with this mandate, we reviewed and assessed both of those key questions. Over time, the first question really started to be answered by a framework that we termed the value exchange model. And we'll talk a bit about a little bit more about that later. But then the second part is we also reviewed a considerable number of potential allocation models. So that's how would we distribute the expense among the CCs. And we looked at approximately 8 different models before we settled on the one that we're going to be recommending. But before we turn to the specifics on those two elements, I'd like to take the opportunity to also emphasize just how transparent I believe that this working group has been. We've met more than a dozen times since our inception. We meet at every ICANN meeting, plus have had regular conference calls along the way. In addition to that, I believe every single ICANN meeting since the inception, the working group has reported back to the CCNSO at large. We have almost a standing time slot Tuesday morning, first thing, where we have both reported out to the CCNSO as well as had input sessions into the work that we're doing. And in addition to that, almost every ICANN meeting, we have reported out where we're at to the board. And a little less frequently, but certainly a number of times, we've also reported out directly to the GAC. So in terms of the process and transparency and trying to solicit input, I think we've been as fulsome as we can. And in addition to that, of course, this is one of two webinars that we've also held in order to try to get as broad input and make the information as available as possible to the whole community, the CCNSO and all CCTLDs. So the value exchange model is something that we settled on in conjunction with ICANN staff. We worked for quite some time looking through ICANN expenses and going back and forth on how to allocate them, and then also taking the work that we as the CCNSO community did around the survey of inputs that we believe CCs make into the global internet ecosystem and the governance ecosystem. And the ICANN staff, the finance group in particular, and the finance working group went back and forth for some time before we settled on what we believe is an equitable model, or equitable framework, which we termed the value exchange model. And fundamentally, the underpinning of that model recognizes that both parties, ICANN and the CCs, bring value to each other. That as the CC community, we represent, in a sense, the boots on the ground across 142 countries, and that we do a lot of things in country that support the multi-stakeholder model and are supportive of the kinds of work that ICANN is doing, and that ICANN needed to recognize that, and that that had a dollar value associated with it. So that was really the underpinning of the value exchange model, but it also recognized that there were very specific and concrete resources expended exclusively against the CC community for which ICANN should be able to recoup some funds. And there were two categories here, the specific benefits or activities that ICANN pays for that are directly and only benefit the CC community. And those include things like secretariat support, travel support for CC community members, policy support specific to the CC community, et cetera. And in working through those various line items and the underpinning financials, it was determined that there was, in the past year, this is a one-year snapshot, that there was an $825,000 expended by ICANN directly against CC-only related activities. But there are also a set of shared activities where we as CCs receive a specific benefit, as do others in the community. And an example of that is in and around governance with the board. Clearly the board benefits all, well, at least arguably, benefits all members of the ICANN ecosystem. And we have two members on the board, so we did an allocation breakdown based on that. Also with ICANN meetings themselves. And clearly, we receive the benefit of IANA and IDNs. And the numbers there you see are an allocation against the benefits that we receive respective to the total budget of those particular functions within ICANN. And the subtotal there was just over $2.7 million. So the specific benefits, we are the direct and only beneficiaries of. The shared benefits, we share in the benefits with other communities. And in the global benefits, ICANN agreed, and this is where it's not perhaps as crisp in terms of accounting as the other two categories, but there's a recognition that, yes, we as CCs definitely benefit from the global activities that ICANN engages in, but ICANN equally benefits from the activities that we as CCs engage in our own communities and elsewhere. And that can include things such as funding national and regional IGFs, for example. And the fact that we're the boots on the ground in 143 countries helping our own domestic internet ecosystems. And there was considerable time and energy expended in talking about this, in trying to determine if it was reasonable, if it was fair, if it was a workable solution. Needless to say, given the fact that there's not a hard edge in terms of dollars in this particular category, there was much discussion. Some people were more and some people are less happy with this. My position is that it is fair and reasonable, and quite frankly, the only way we're going to be able to come to conclusion on this particular set of expenses that ICANN does expend on behalf of all communities. So as such, the total dollar value provided by ICANN to CCTLDs was the sum of the $825,000 for specific benefits and the $2.7 million for shared benefits, for a total of $3.5 million, or just over $3.5 million. I'd also like to point out, just at this stage, that ICANN was fairly forthright in opening its books to us regarding these individual amounts. A couple of our working group members actually spent time directly with Xavier, ICANN's CFO, to walk through the more nitty-gritty details of the ICANN books that underpin the numbers that you see here on the screen in front of you. And we were able to get comfort that those numbers are fair, reasonable, and accurate representations of those specific line items. So I think that's another important point. Moving on here, beyond determining what the dollar value expended by ICANN against the CCs was or is, we also worked on a set of principles that would underpin the proposed arrangement and framework, and that speak to a number of issues to provide added clarity, we're not just talking about numbers, but also the principles that will underpin the relationship, the financial relationship between ICANN and the CC community. So I'm not going to read them one at a time. They're available to everybody. You can see them on the screen, and they will certainly be available. But really, they speak to the nature of the relationship. They speak to the fact, most importantly, that it's a voluntary contribution. So that's a critical element. They also speak to a phase-in period, which is important. And they speak to the fact that each arrangement between an individual CC and ICANN is going to be up to the individual CC and ICANN, and that will be paramount in terms of the relationship, while recognizing that we're providing a framework and a set of guidelines that can hopefully guide that individual arrangement. I encourage you to read them. They were much discussed, much wordsmithed, and in the end, this fairly large working group was able to be quite comfortable with the principles that you see here and believe that it fairly and accurately represents what we believe the key elements of the relationship should be. I guess the other final point I should mention here, and you can see it as the final bullet point, is that it sets a fairly decent term for this relationship so that we don't have to discuss it again for quite some time. And I think everybody felt strongly about that one. Now, in terms of the actual distribution framework, which you can see here in front of you now, this was the second part of the work of the working group, which was given a number, now determined to be just over $3.5 million. How will we allocate that in a reasonable way amongst the very varied CCNSO community, the CCTLD community, rather, recognizing that there are a wide range of business models employed amongst the various CCs, and recognizing also that there are very different sized CCs out there with very different revenue models and financial resources. We also had to recognize the fact that, you know, the CCs, in terms of size and then proxy for revenue, we don't represent a nice smooth curve against which we can apply a framework and have it work out crisply and smoothly. As you can see in front of you, the middle column, the number of CCs in any given domains under management band is lumpy. It's not a smooth curve itself, so that was one of the challenges. So fundamentally, we have a relatively simple equation to work with, which is the number of CCs and a end dollar value that we should be contributing to ICANN, 3.5 million. So how do we work that backwards to be equitable? And like I say, we've reviewed a number of different models. This is a banded model is the one that we came to conclusion would best suit our needs. It's not dissimilar from the previous iteration, which has worked relatively well in the past. But what it does do is refine and increase the bands to better represent what the community looks like right now. And as you can clearly see, it also speaks to the notion of that, generally speaking, those who have the resources will be paying by far the lion's share of the ICANN expense. So you can see that in bands A and B, where there are only 13 CCs in total, they will pay just over 2.3 million. So roughly two-thirds of the total ICANN bill will be picked up by a handful of the largest CCs. And then you can work down the chart for yourselves. But you can see that not only the number of CCs in any given band, but the total dollars that that band would contribute if everybody contributed based on the suggested number. And this has been refined and talked through a number of times over the course of our work. Most recently, in fact, in Durban, there were some suggestions made where we had a fairly fulsome conversation again about this. And as such, we added another band and smoothed out the curve a bit from that perspective, at least. So that more or less concludes the presentation and gives you a sense of the history of how we got here, the value exchange model that ICANN staff and the finance working group have come to agreement on. And it's certainly my understanding that Fadi has been well apprised of this and at the most senior levels of ICANN buy into this, or will be supportive of this. And then finally, we have the guidelines and the actual proposed breakdown. So with that, I will throw it open to any further questions or comments that that anybody might have. And if you're speaking, remember to unmute yourself. Okay, well, so I don't hear from anybody. Meeting adjourned. I'm just kidding. Are there any questions?
Byron, there is one in the chat from Hero.
Okay. So I think what I see is that question from Hero basically says, given the number that ICANN was throwing around early in this process, 10 to 12 million, and based on our work, we are saying only 3.5 million in hard cash expenditures should be funded by CCs. was $6.5 million, the difference for global benefits? The short answer is no, not exactly. If you'll recall, there were a couple of things that happened along the way, not the least of which was there was an error in there in the original accounting to the tune of $2 million. So right off the top, that number came down by $2 million during the process. It was something that we uncovered and highlighted. So that number in total would be reduced just by that. But the global number, without a doubt, is a large number. So it would be, and Lee's maybe you'll recall even, but I think it was closer to the $3.5-4 million. So there was a, in terms of the value exchange, it was recognized that that number was a fairly large number, and that's why I think it's, it's really important to recognize that while that number was large, ICANN in the end recognized that so was the expenditure that we as the community were doing domestically and regionally, and that's why ICANN was willing to offset that number against against the efforts that we do within our own countries and regions. Hylise, were you going to say something?
No, I just joined, so I'm not sure I can be of much help at the moment. Sorry.
Okay, thanks.
Peter has his hands up as well. Peter von Roster.
Okay, go ahead, Peter, and then we'll come to Stephen.
Hi, Byron. Thanks for the presentation. One thing that I was wondering is I'm looking at the list of people in the DECO conference room, and for me they seem to be those that have already been involved in the process for quite a while and who probably buy in into the logic of the distribution mechanism. Do we have any indication of the others? I didn't get much from my members, but in general, do you or the secretariat staff have any indication on whether the CCs, apart from raising their hands in support of this model during the last or the one but last CCNSO meeting, whether they understand it and whether they accept that they will be paying the amounts that this model suggests?
Well, I certainly can't speak for everybody, but anecdotally, many people have certainly come up to me and spoken to various working group members. I think people generally understand it. What they understand is it's a refined banded model from what we have today, and that the end number is almost twice as big. So I think people, from what I've heard, more or less understand it, not in the depths we do, but they get it, and that there will be a non-trivial uptick in what they're expected to pay, although, I repeat every time, this is a voluntary arrangement. The Durban meeting, we had good attendance, and being at the front of the room when on multiple times we asked for input with the cards, it was certainly my sense that people understood what was happening in front of them, and the significant majority were okay with the direction of travel that we're headed in. I mean, it wasn't unanimous, that is true. But on the questions we asked there, the green cards far outweighed the orange or reds, which were in a small minority. They were there, but it was a small minority. I don't know if that answers. Does that answer your question?
It does, and it's comforting to hear. Unfortunately, I wasn't in Durban, so I didn't. I missed the cart waving thing, but that's good to hear. Now, my concern was just triggered by seeing the list of people on this call, which was meant to reach out to those that haven't been involved in the process. But I, from what I hear, I think we're probably good. Thanks.
Yeah, and it's, you know, as you know, Peter, it's always a challenge trying to get people to participate here. You know, we can lead them the water, but we can't make them drink. I think, and that's one of the reasons I mentioned it earlier in the call, you know, as a working group, I think we've done everything we can to try to make this accessible and understood to the community. I think, if anything, we've been up in front of them so many times that we're boring them. So I don't think anybody's going to be in a position to say, realistically, or with any credibility, you know, I didn't hear about this or I don't understand it.
I couldn't agree more.
In terms of the question, there was a question in the chat room from Stephen about will we end up in the future with a situation where the ICANN CEO is demanding more money. You know, my sense is no. Fadi is apprised of this. It's an agreement that he wants resolved. And right now there's, I would say, over, you know, just as a general statement, a pretty good amount of goodwill between the senior ICANN leadership and the CC community. And that's one of the other reasons I think, you know, we want to strike while the iron is hot here and take advantage of that. And that's also why I put very clearly in the guidelines, why we as a working group put very clearly in the guidelines that this would be a minimum five-year deal before we even think about talking about this subject again.
Byron, have you seen Hero's comment? Question again?
No, I'm okay. One second.
Otherwise, I'll read it.
Okay, I've got it. Hero's saying that this seems optimistic, assuming 100% of CCs will pay. The presentation I have here is not the full presentation that will come to the CC community in Buenos Aires. It's an abridged version for the purpose of this call. What you'll see if you totaled those numbers up, the revenue numbers on the right-hand column, is that totals over $4 million. I recognize, and I think the working group recognizes, not all are going to pay. And as such, if we discount that somewhat and recognize that not all are going to pay, that should get us close to the $3.5 million. That column on the right equals over $4 million. So you'll see that there is some wiggle room there. And, you know, we as the working group and the CCNSO will put forward the guidelines, the voluntary guidelines. But then it's still up to ICANN and the individual CCs to conclude their individual arrangements. Which I think also speaks to Peter's comment in the chat room, which he picked up on exactly what I was saying. Yeah, the contribution totals add up to over $4 million, but we have no expectation. Realistically, pragmatically, that 100% of CCs are going to pay. I see Hero is still typing, so I'll wait for a moment there. Oh, okay. That's just thanks for the answer. Are there any other questions at this point? So the other thing is, just to let you know, while if anybody else wants to think about a question, we will be presenting this in a more fulsome form again in Buenos Aires. There will be a final, there will be a final finance working group meeting, as well as a final session with the entire CCNSO. Where we will present in more detail what you've seen here and provide a little bit more of the background. And this really speaks to Peter's initial comment around, you know, do people really know and understand what's happening? It'll be one more time to give sort of the full story of how we got to where we're at before we make the recommendation as a working group to the CCNSO Council and make our recommendations. Peter has asked in the chat, how do we reach out to non-CCNSO CCTLDs? Maybe I would ask Bart for your input on that one.
At the end of the day, there are two things probably, and it's a bit of a similar situation as with the current guidelines. At the end of the day, it's ICANN's role to reach out and propose or come to an arrangement with say, the non-CCNSO members. That's one. Secondly, as you know, we do have the CCTLD community list, and we'd hope the regional organizations would reach out as well, at least inform their membership of the existence of the guidelines. To be a realistic, say, some CCTLDs will not be bothered. They are not interested in the topics, and they're not interested in what is happening in the relationship between CCTLDs and ICANN itself. So I realize it's a problem, but I think we've used every avenue to get to them, and post it once more and announce it through all the lists. I think that's around it. I hope this answers your question.
Yeah, Peter, that would be helpful if we could get a slot at the next GA as well.
Sure, no problem.
Has ICANN linked this exercise with a specific relation to individual CCs? Some CCs might be in an awkward position between this contribution model and specific obligations in their letters of exchange. We as a working group discussed exactly that, recognizing there are already some very specific arrangements between specific CCs and ICANN. In the principles itself, it recognizes that situation and acknowledges that any written agreement or contract between an individual CC and ICANN would supersede this voluntary framework. I think the voluntary framework provides guidance for all CCs and for ICANN, and may provide an opportunity for those who have older agreements with ICANN to perhaps, if it's in their interest, open them up and talk about them again based on the framework. But nonetheless, the principles recognize that any written contract will supersede this voluntary framework.
Byron, and
yes.
In addition, and I know, say, in some of the exchange of letters and accountability frameworks, there is a clause of annual review anyway. And again, that is based on the voluntariness of the contribution. So there is at least room for discussion.
Right, and I think that this framework will provide a very good basis for discussion.
Yeah.
Anyway, without judging what's in each individual exchange of letters, whatever the framework is, I think this will provide the foundation upon which, you know, those CCs can have new discussions with ICANN. And the ones that have written contracts, you know, like I said, that will supersede anything we do here. but having actually in last night's webinar spoken to one of those very entities, they actually seemed encouraged that this might provide an opportunity for them to review said contract that would be more beneficial to them in the long run. Seeing nobody typing or putting their hand up right now, I'll give it a final moment. But I see one more comment coming in. Oh, okay. Thank you very much, Stephen. And we will have, you know, you have food for thought here. There will be, like I said, one more opportunity for input at the Buenos Aires meeting. So as much as I can, I would also encourage you to, you know, communicate this to the people you know, to your respective regional organizations, et cetera. You know, we've done everything I believe we can to get this message out and be transparent, but to anything you as individuals could do to help would be greatly appreciated. So with that, thank you very much. Have a good day, and I will see most, if not all of you, in BA.